Listening to a repeat broadcast of Sore Throats and Clapping Hands from, I think, early May, based on that little bit of topical matter there. This is Gak here. I'm finally back in the saddle after some extensive time in Europe. Exploding Head Movies is coming up shortly here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
On a pair of headphones and listening to music just not doing it for you anymore? Then rediscover your love of music by seeing it happen right before your eyes at the Sled Island Independent Music and Arts Festival in Calgary, Alberta. Running from June 22nd to the 25th, you can catch such great acts as Blonde Redhead of Montreal, Twin Shadow, The Ravenettes, and local Vancouver bands No Gold, Teen Days, Dead Ghosts, and Bison BC. With over 200 bands playing, there's something for everyone. For full lineup and tickets, go to www.sledisland.com.
Let's pretend we don't exist. Let's pretend we're in Antarctica.
Hello, this is Tony Bardock of the Little Guitar Arming, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Let's go!
These guys have been a little quiet here with regards to touring as of late, even just a little short time, but they are on the calendar yet again, August 27th at the Waldorf. For those of you in Victoria, they'll be August 28th at the Lucky Bar. Those of you south of the border, August 30th, Seattle at the Sunset Tavern. And then August 31st in Portland at the Bunk Bar before they hit the rest of North America, and then a little bit of an East Coast tour in Canada. That is Vancouver's very own Japan Droids, and that's off their debut album, 2009's Post Nothing, and we know that as Rockers East Vancouver. That is not really a timely reference to the sporting event that is currently taking place, but at the very least, hey, there might be some other game that might be coming up anyway shortly, but at the very least, I'm back. Hello again, everybody. This is Gak here, and the name of the show is Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired broadcaster from UBC's Anxious Community Radio Station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web through www.citr.ca. And yeah, I'll be filling in goal here until 9 p.m. You can call the station here at 604-822-2487. Please make sure that you are not too sad or too elated if you happen to be a Bruins fan to call. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. So I just want to give a quick shout out to hosts Gavin Walker, Val Cormier, and I believe Robert Privet for filling in for me for the past 3 weeks as I've had to deal with some matters in Europe. Main news out of all that is I am grandparentless, which, in the grand scheme of things, I mean, it was inevitable, but it's still a little bit daunting and sad. So there was 2 weeks in Finland there, 1 week in England for work, and it's been sort of time-consuming, but I've been itching to come back here on the radio. Have you people listening again yet to whatever dulcet tones I have, but at the very least, we're going to listen to some fantastic voices along here, because a lot has happened since I've been away, and one thing we're going to definitely do is a tribute to Gil Scott-Heron, the pioneering bluesologist out of originally from Chicago, based out of New York City for a while, and he had a brilliant little, not quite a comeback at the very least, I think it was a brilliant coda to the end of a long career. So we're going to do a little bit of an extended tribute to him, along with a few other things for some other recently departed. But it's not all sad news. So as one hockey series continues to one deciding game, finally some games are returning back to Manitoba as Winnipeg is back on the NHL spotlight. So we're going to have a quick little shout out to Winnipeg. Nothing too extensive or major this way. We're going to dip back to a song that I played, I think, 2 years ago around this time, as part of a little Manitoba tribute, and for those of you who did watch the 2007 false mockumentary My Winnipeg by Guy Madden, the song does appear there. I'm still been trying to track that one song that appears in the trailer, but at the very least, this was the song written by Leon Nailway. He commissioned the American act, The Swinging Strings, to record this along with vocals by Jim Wheeler, and this was an A-side to a 1967 single. But this is off the album of the same name. So here's the Swinging Strings with Welcome to Winnipeg.
Hi there, folks from all over the world. Welcome, we sing with banners unfurled. Winnipeg today lights the flames, initiating the 67 Pan Am Games. Warmest greetings to you one and all. Be our guests, loosen up, have a ball. Our hearts brimming, truly glad, we say welcome to Winnipeg. While you're here, enjoy our city, make yourselves at home. Make yourselves at home.
cheer. Our homes open, arms outspread, we say welcome to Winnipeg. We say welcome to
cover version of a Brian Eno song from back in the day. That was Here Come the Warm Jets, and that was done by Toronto act Phonocome, and you can find that off their 1996 album Fresh Gasoline. And Phonocome features two members from the late great Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet, and that's Don Pyle and the late Reed Diamond. And originally they were formed as part of a collaboration set with Jad Fair, but over time they sort of became their own act, and Jad Fair was eventually replaced by Beverly Breckenridge, formerly from the Fifth Column, but part of the illustrious career of Phonocome includes Dallas Good of the Sadies there on guitar. So, and of course, Here Come the Warm Jets, a nice little fitting tribute for the return of the NHL to Winnipeg after those Jets left in 1996 for Arizona, which at this point has gone really, really not so well. But at the very least, one of the things that's always in the back of your mind as a sort of a Winnipeg fan is, over the past few years, you haven't really had to deal with the up and down sort of roller coaster ride of the expectations of playing a season. It's just you sort of mourn the loss of a team. But now there's a chance that the team's back, and now instead of being a lost team, it's just going to be a losing team. But who knows? We'll see what happens as these future Thrashers get settled in Manitoba, and hopefully I get to catch a game there at some point. I know that Ben Lai, host of Thunderbird Radio Hell, is sort of planning his little scheme there. At the very least, this is Exploding Head Movies here. I'm Gak, and had a little trouble queuing this up here, but at the very least, this should be kicking in right away. This is a little event that should be coming in the next couple of weeks if you like to build your own little things.
I think there's a generosity of spirit to the event that people are able to share it.
The Vancouver Mini Maker Fair is a two-day celebration of making and creating. It's an all-ages family festival promoting the ethos of DIY on a larger scale. The Vancouver Mini Maker Fair will take you through an inspiring, energetic, and captivating range of exhibits, including workshops, performances, displays, and a speaker series. Some of the features include pyrotechnics, kinetic sculptures, interactive musical installations, and 3D printers that can print themselves. The Vancouver Minimaker Fair takes place at Great Northern Way Campus June 25th and 26th. For advanced tickets and more information, visit MakerFaire, that's FAIRE.ca.
So, all your education got you down? Well, snap into it! Dip into a Slim Jim! Spice, that beefy, juicy taste.
What is the meaning of this?
Need a little excitement? Snap it to a Slim Jim.
Huh? Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward. I'm digging it. You had those tendencies, cause you've been running from macho like I got a disease. Dude, please, your pay-per-view event was a joke. You're avoiding Randy Savage cause you know you can smoke. Come on, that phony fight the rocks made you fast. But when I challenge Hogan to a real fight, he passed. I called him out, but the punk was scared to go. It was a charity event, but the Hulk didn't show. Hollywood Hulkster, you're at the end of your rope. And I'ma kick you in the butt and wash your mouth, that was so. Cause, like Rodney Dangerfield, you get no respect. So come on, Hulk, let's wreck so I can put you in check.
Be a man, Hulk! Come on, don't be scared. You're running for a macho, that's what I heard.
Be a man, Hulk!
Come on, don't be a chump. I never thought Hulk would go wild like a punk.
Be a man, Hulk!
Come on, don't be scared. You're running for a macho, that's what I heard.
Be a man, Hulk!
They call you Hollywood. Don't make me laugh, cause your movies and your acting skills are both crap. Your movie straight the video, the box office can't stand. While I got myself a feature role in Spider-Man. You hide the man, but when I find you, gone. And when I slam it to the dirt, you wish you was never born. I smell a coward, is that you, Hogan?
What?
Macho's gonna kick your butt, this is a slogan. You tried to ignore me, thinking I'll go away. But I'ma keep on messing with you, dude. And once you step to macho, you through. The joke's on you, so Hulk, what you gonna do? Probably nothing, cause you're a real big punk. You call my dad up on the phone, man, use a chunk. Cause if you really got static, take it up with me. And I'll pump your butt out for the world to see.
Be a man, Hulk.
Come on, don't be scared. You're running from macho, that's what I heard.
Be a man, Hulk.
Come on, don't be a chump. I never thought Hulk would go wild like a punk.
Be a man, Hulk.
Come on, don't be scared. You're running from macho, that's what I heard.
Be a man, Hogan!
Boy, use a chump. Cause Hulk Hogan is a real big punk.
Be a man, Hulk!
Come on, don't be scared. You're running from macho, that's what I heard.
Be a man, Hogan!
Come on, don't be a chump. I never thought Hulk would go wild like a punk.
Be a man, Hulk!
Come on, don't be scared. You're running from macho, that's what I heard.
Be a man, Hogan!
Boy, use a chump. Cause Hulk Hogan is a real big punk.
Too loud what we're trying to do there. Of course, that was Macho Man Randy Savage, and that was off his attempt at a rap album from 2003. That was their title track called Be a Man, and the man was born Randy Mario Poffo, better known as his ring name Macho Man Randy Savage. Ooh, yeah! And it's kind of unfortunate as being like a child of the 80s that, you know, you sort of pick on the WWF at that point and you see all these grown men sort of doing all this. But they were big stars at the time and they were sort of a big part, at least growing up for me. Not to the extent where I know I have a friend who actually collects a whole bunch of used action figures, like the original ones where it's almost like rubber instead of like points of articulation. And of course, unfortunately, Randy Savage passed away due to what looks to be a something tied to cardiac arrhythmia. He basically had a heart attack or an equivalent while driving around in Florida on May 20th, 2011. So, yes, unfortunately, he passed away at the age of Math is about to fail me here. 48. No, 68. No, in between, 58. Yes, I can really do that all in my head. So yeah, unfortunately, yeah, Randy Savage, rest in peace, big bye. You are listening to Exploding Head Movies here. I'm Gak. I'm here with you until 9 o'clock and dealing with recent departures from our plane of existence here. Of course, we have to talk about Gil Scott-Heron. Some people, you may recognize the name as a shout-out in the midst of LCD Sound System's opening salvo, Losing My Edge. But Gil Scott-Heron has been a prime force within the soul, jazz, blues, and proto-rap world. And he had a little bit of a comeback recently. But the main thing that we're going to focus here, at least for the next, let's say about 20, 25 minutes or so, is we're going to listen to some of his vintage stuff and then a nice recent remix of some recent piece. So he was born in Chicago, and he's primarily known as sort of like a slam poet type. And he attended University in Pennsylvania. And his biggest influence at the time was Langston Hughes. And he met the keyboardist, guitarist Brian Jackson, for which they formed a band. And they actually collaborated a lot in the 70s extensively. And we're actually going to listen to some collaborations between the two that they had. But we're going to listen to the primary track, which we know him for. Originally appeared on the 1970 album Small Talk at 125th and Lenox. Shout out to the place in Harlem where near the Apollo Theater there. And originally it was more just sort of like a slam poet type thing with congas and bongo drums, but then it was re-recorded with a full band, and it was included as a B-side to the first single off of his debut, at least musical album, 1971's Pieces of Man. So if you haven't heard this before, it's a brilliant old track. A lot of dated references here, but I mean, just think, this is 1970. This is, you know, as early as this sort of chanting goes. So from Pieces of Man, here's Gil Scott-Heron with The Revolution Will Not Be Televised.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Hahn, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
This is Speech, and right now you're listening to CITR 101.9. Peace.
I believe that the spirits are your parents and their parents and their parents and their parents, and they are in your bloodstream, and they run through your body constantly because they want you to live on, because they want to live on, and they're trying all the time to tell you shit, and if you just spend a few minutes with yourself, you will hear them. You will hear them. You will hear them. You will hear them.
It stands out on the highway like a creature from another time. It inspires the baby's questions.
What's that?
For their mothers as they rhyme. no one stopped to think about the babies or how they would survive. And we've almost lost Detroit this time. How would we ever get over losing our minds? Just 30 miles from Detroit stands a giant power station. It ticks each night as the city sleeps, the seconds from annihilation. But no one stopped to think about the people, how they would survive. And we've almost lost Detroit this time. How would we ever get over losing our minds? Monroe County had sure enough disasters on his mind. And what would Karen Silkwood say to you if she was still alive? That when it comes to people's safety, Detroit, that time, almost lost Detroit, that time, how will we ever get over, the odds are, we're gonna lose somewhere, one time.
Triple shot there of Gil Scott-Heron. We actually will continue with that, but we started off with "The Revolution Will Not Be Televised," basically the well-renowned track that Scott-Heron was known for, and then we heard another track from that 1971 album, "Pieces of a Man," and that was "Lady Day" and John Coltrane. So we're mixing it up a little bit, as opposed to his very proactive political stances that he's often displayed in his lyrics. But the emphasis with "Pieces of a Man" was definitely to highlight his wonderful singing voice, which showed a lot of heartache and pain, which a little bit different than the R&B and the rock that you sort of heard at that same time. but a wonderful, soulful voice there. Then we actually heard an excerpt from him off of his last album, I'm New Here, which came out last year through XL. And then from that, we segued into a track off his very soulful, jazzy 1977 collaboration with Brian Jackson, and that was We Almost Lost Detroit. I did want to play that song a couple months ago after my recent trip to Michigan, but at the time I sort of thought it was a little cheesy, but at the same thing is, it's a wonderful song. And, of course, a fitting tribute to the recently departed bluesologist. Now, part of what happened with him is that he was very active in describing what should have been happening in the black community at the time. And, you know, honestly, I wouldn't just say the black community, but I think it was just sort of America in totality, just based on what he was seeing, based on how economics were running and social values and things like that. And the one thing that he always sort of struck out against as well was dealing with the abuse of substances and things like that. Most primarily drugs and whatnot, but also alcohol, which we'll touch on this song forthcoming, which actually was his biggest hit on the charts. But the sad irony of it all is that during the 80s and 90s, he actually became a cocaine addict, and he actually had been jailed in New York and Rikers Island there for many a decade. And that voice was basically lost for the longest time. But from his 1974 album with Brian Jackson, his Gil Scott-Heron, with his big hit, aptly enough called The Bottle.
Oh, uno, dos, uno, dos, tres, cuatro. See that black boy over there running scared, his old man in a bottle. He done quit his 9 to 5, he drink full time, and now he's living in a bottle. See that black boy over there running scared, his old man got a problem, and it's a bad one. He ain't done fond of damn near everything, his old woman waiting to beg for bottom. And don't you think it's a crime when time after time after time, people in the bottom, there's people living in the bottom. Listen to me, see that sister, her shirt was fine, she started drinking wine in the bottom. She told me, oh man, we'll be right back.
me, you know where I'm bound to be, in the bottom. Turn around, look around on any corner. If you see some brother looking like a goner, it's gonna be me. Sing the song. Na 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 na.
As obnoxious, as arrogant, as aggressive, as introspective, as selfish, I wouldn't be me. I would be who I am.
Time to go. Me and the devil.
grabs you right here, doesn't it? That's my wild child, Mr. Clarence Gatemouth Brown. I'll remember April, all the Beat Boys. Now, ladies and gentlemen, one of my favorite singers, Miss Mittie Collier.
Tired of soulless radio? Tune in to Shake a Tail Feather with yours truly, DJ Jason, for the finest in classic soul and rhythm and blues. From the late 50s to the early 70s, including lesser-known artists, regional hits, lost soul gems, and contemporary artists recording in that classic soul style. Listen alternate Sundays, 3 to 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Sock it to me, baby!
Woo! Podcast at CITR.ca.
Hey, Mr. Freddie King, honey, what you gonna do?
Toe down.
You toe down? Ain't this a shame? Go ahead.
Are you ready, baby?
We start things off with The Bottle off of the 1974 album Winter in America as part of a collaboration with Brian Jackson. Then we just heard the man by himself telling a story about how he became who he was based on what he had done. And then we heard Gil Scott-Heron with Me and the Devil, and that was off last year's album I'm New Here. And that was a great collaboration work after he had left the Rikers Island Penitentiary dealing with parole issues. But what happened is that he was in contact with one of the people from XL Records at the time about recording a new album. And that's something that sort of picked up from there. And from that, that album came out. And the musicians behind it are quite illustrious, including people like Damon Albarn. And this remix we're going to listen to by actually video director Chris Cunningham. Now, Chris Cunningham's been directing a lot of short films. Videos at the very least, a lot of the spooky stuff done by Aphex Twin and Portishead and Bjork as well, too. But he does do music as well, too. And he helped out with guitars and synthesizers on I'm New Here. And for this track that we're going to hear, it actually has a remix of one of the tracks that appears I'm on New Here. But it uses a lot of New York City subway sounds to provide most of the ambience here. So if this goes on for about 10 minutes or so. A wonderful mood piece here. We'll sort of see how long I go with it, since the rest of the show is going to get kind of long, as usual. But at the very least, this is worth a listen. And of course, Gil Scott-Heron passed away due to various complications May 27th this year. And yeah, do check this out. There's a nice video that accompanies this as well too, but just features little trips there through the New York MTA. So here's Gil Scott-Heron with the Chris Cunningham remix of New York Is Killing Me.
Yeah, lay down.
Need to be back home. Need to be back home, yeah. Born in Chicago, but I go home to see.
Radio.
Oh,
radio.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio. Happy.
All right, what we just heard there, let's bring this closer. We just heard Gil Scott Heron as remixed by video director Chris Cunningham, and that was New York is Killing Me. That is not currently on any album of some sort. This actually is part hosted by the New York Museum of Modern Art. And early word right now is that Chris Cunningham actually is working on his first audio-visual album, so mixing some of his musical skills with his known visual prowess. And yes, that was Gil Scott Heron, recently passed away. And one thing that should be worth noticing as well, too, is there's a little bit of a unicoda to a coda of his last album. And it was recently remixed by Jamie XX of The Act, The XX. That album was called Brand New Here. And actually, I'm going to play some of that music next week from that album, because Jamie XX also has some new music coming out as well. A single is available, and I didn't get a chance to fully digest all the music with that, so I want to sort of pair everything together that way. But I didn't want to really take too much of the spotlight away from Gil Scott Heron. This is GAC, and you're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can catch us on the web at www.citr.ca. You can either catch us live, or we do have podcasts available for you to download of this show, past shows, any of the other shows that happen to be residing on our wonderful little computer that's out there on the internet. We're going to hop over to Toronto now, and the art department is a project featuring two wonder kids. We have a techno house legend, Kenny Glasgow, and then the label owner for the label number 19, Johnny White. And at this point, they've been doing some remix work for some acts, but of course they are releasing music on their own. So this comes off a 12-inch that came out last year through Crosstown Rebels, the label. And this is the original mix that features some vocals by Seth Troxler. So here is the art department with Vampire Nightclub. Thank you.
up shit right here. How do I know? 'Cause everyone's in Rick Owens.
Vancouver Day will once again envelop our town in forward-looking fun on Sunday, June 19th. From noon to 8 p.m., come to Main Street between 12th and 28th for an all-day street festival in celebration of leaving the vehicle at home and taking to the streets for a day of community camaraderie. See your city from a new perspective, standing in the middle of the road. To learn more, check out carfreevancouver.org.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Gavin is just only about 20 minutes away here with the jazz show, and of course with the jazz festival coming up, I'm sure there'll be a lot of discussion about who will be coming into town to play. In the meantime, Exploding Head Movies is still here with you, and we're going to play one of the longer songs from the 2001 Space Odyssey soundtrack, something that I've wanted to play for a while. It's been on the list, and actually the soundtrack is something that I should definitely do a longer focus on. But at the very least, let's just dip into this here. And it's not really quite a dip, since it is 15 minutes. But we're going to listen to a Hungarian composer here, Zsuzs Ligeti, with one of the pieces that he wrote in the mid-50s. Now, the confusing thing with how it was presented on the soundtrack was that it was remixed in certain ways. And there was a little bit of a dispute with the Ligeti estate, as director Stanley Kubrick did some work this way. But one nice thing that appeared on a recent version of the soundtrack through Rhino Records was that it was presented in different ways. And of course, most people know this from the film 2001 as being the part that goes into the light fantastic. And it was primarily known as Jupiter and Beyond. But this is actually a mix of Zsuzs Ligeti's Requiem for Soprano, Mezzo-Soprano, two mixed choirs and orchestra. And that actually will consist of the first part of three here from the Bavarian Radio Orchestra. And then we're going to listen to what's known as Jupiter and Beyond Atmospheres. And then we'll close off with what's known as the Altered for Film version of Adventures. So here we go. So yes, we start off with the Bavarian Radio Orchestra. Then we segue into the Südwestfunk Orchestra. And then we close off with the International Music Institute Darmstadt. So, from 2001, A Space Odyssey, this is Zsuzs Ligeti with Jupiter and Beyond.
Thank you.
And there was Georges Ligeti. There were three pieces that comprised what was known as A Jupiter and Beyond off the 2001 A Space Odyssey film soundtrack. And, even though it had this very electronic-sounding texture, and despite his history with working with Karlheinz Stockhausen and Gottfried Michael Koenig, Ligeti never actually did anything based on using electronic instruments to generate his music. Everything sounds electronic-like, but it's purely acoustical there. And Ligeti died actually 5 years ago yesterday at the age of 83 in Vienna. And so that will be it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Slight return on my part there. And yeah, coming up in a few short minutes, it is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. As we hope that things boost here. Hello. Music. Music is wonderful. Anyways, hey, Kevin Walker, The Jazz Show at 9 p.m. here. Guide you to midnight. Then is Canada Post Rock with P-Bone, and that will close off CITR's Monday before Tuesday, 6 a.m., when Pacific Picking comes round to call. And if you missed any of this week's episode, or you want to get an idea what the playlist is, use iTunes. Just go to the iTunes store, the podcast directory there, look for Exploding Head Movies. You'll find it there. I usually make sure that the playlist is listed there once you are downloaded and subscribed to it. But don't forget to pick up the rest of CITR's fine programming that way. If not, hey, just go to www.citr.ca. Click on things. Programs will launch that way. There's also a Facebook page for Exploding Head Movies. It's been a little dry for the past 3 weeks or so since I've been on the road, but we'll get that caught up to date with everything here. You can catch up on past shows there. Ample distractions pertaining to movies and music. So next week, well, there's a couple things that are in the bag at this point, so I'm not totally sure which direction to go to. We're doing an Alex North little profile. Also a little bit of Bernard Herrmann. There was the two shows that were partially pre-recorded, so I might sort of salvage what's left that way and dip into some music from Russia, or then some recent stuff from France. But hey, stay tuned. One way or another, one of those little bits will be profiled soon enough. So in the background, we're listening to Bernie Green. Somehow this is targeted and named as his guitar orchestra, but this actually appears on the compilation known as... say it right, The History of Space Age Pop, Volume 2, Mallets in Wonderland. So here is Steel Bones. Enjoy yourselves, Vancouver. There's a Game 7 on Wednesday. And if you're more into summer sports by that point, well, Friday, guess what? The Vancouver Canadians start the short minor league baseball season here. Take care.
There's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You are listening to CITR FM and cable 101.9 or Shaw 88.5 if you're on cable. And, of course, on the web, www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show, coming right up with Gavin Walker. And this is this very special edition of The Jazz Show.